You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Eliazar Moneas isn't speaking with his wife after an argument. While she's watching TV with their three-month-old baby, Jacob, Moneas grabs the child from her arms, walks to another room of their Indiana home. When Moneas returns, he doesn't have Jacob, but he's carrying a wrench. He beats his wife savagely. She drives herself to the hospital with a skull fracture. There, she tells police she doesn't know where the baby is. Back at home, Moneas denies knowing Jacob's whereabouts, but officers discover the tot's body hidden in a bucket full of dark liquid.
Nancy, police immediately begin a statewide search for Eliazar Moneas and Jacob, but find Moneas still at their home. When investigators first spoke with Moneas, he asked if his wife had died from her injuries and was disappointed when she hadn't. Cops find the bucket next to a trash can in the home. They say the child died of asphyxiation and did not drown in the liquid.
Eliazar Moneas, 28, charged with murder, attempted murder, and battery. Shane Smith, 30, approaches a man parked on Smith's street. The man rolls down his window. Smith accuses him of stealing a pack of juice boxes. Smith then reaches through the window to grab the man's phone. During the struggle, Smith punches the guy twice. The guy gets out of the car. Smith continues to attack him. A neighbor hears the struggle, tries to break it up. Smith attacks him too. Police are called. Smith hides in his home nearly an hour before finally surrendering. Smith now charged with robbery and battery. A juice box. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Nevada, a prisoner's death has been ruled a homicide after an autopsy revealed he died from asphyxiation while being restrained by guards. We turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online for more.
The incident occurred on December 28th of last year at the Southern Desert Correctional Center, a medium security prison near Las Vegas. The prisoner, 39-year-old Patrick O'Dolly, died of what the Clark County Coroner's Office identified as positional and mechanical asphyxia during an altercation with law enforcement. According to the autopsy, O'Dolly was shackled, placed face down, and held in a position that restricted his ability to breathe. His death came after he had been pepper sprayed and restrained by guards following erratic behavior. Toxicology reports revealed low levels of methamphetamine and xylazine, a drug typically used as an animal sedative, in O'Dolly's system. These substances were noted as contributing factors in his death, though the primary cause was related to the physical restraint. The Nevada Department of Corrections initially withheld key details surrounding O'Dolly's death, including the fact that he was restrained at the time. While the department has declined to comment on the autopsy findings, citing an ongoing investigation, no information has been released about how O'Dolly accessed the drugs while in custody or whether any officers involved in the incident faced disciplinary action. The autopsy also raises concerns about possible gaps in the video footage of the incident. According to the report, the footage shows O'Dolly being taken to the infirmary face down and shackled before a gap occurs. When the video resumes, guards are seen performing CPR on O'Dolly, who was unresponsive. He was pronounced dead shortly afterward. O'Dolly was serving up to 2 years for possessing a stolen credit card and attempting to carry a concealed weapon. His family, including his two children, had recently been approved to visit him, though they were unable to do so before his death.
The Nevada Attorney General's office has declined to comment on the case as the investigation remains ongoing. An American mother accused of killing her two youngest children in Colorado last December reportedly told her surviving 11-year-old daughter that she acted under divine instruction. This according to a prosecutor in a London courtroom. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
The chilling testimony came as 36-year-old Kimberly Singler fights extradition back to the U.S. from the U.K. She stands accused of killing her 9-year-old daughter Eliana and her 7-year-old son Aiden, both found shot and stabbed in their Colorado Springs apartment. Prosecutor Joel Smith revealed that Singler's eldest child, identified only as M.W., survived the attack and later told authorities that her mother was responsible. The court heard that M.W. pleaded for her life during the brutal attack, but Singler allegedly continued, stating that, quote, God made her do it, according to the prosecution. After initially telling investigators that a man had entered their home and carried out the attack, MW later changed her account, claiming her mother had asked her to lie. Singler denies the charges, with her defense attorney, Edward Fitzgerald, arguing that her daughter's statement may have been coerced.
Fitzgerald also contended that Singler should not be extradited, citing concerns over European human rights law.
Thanks, John. Mary Lands, a pediatric nurse, lives in Marshall, Michigan with fiancé Christopher Pratt. After an argument, Mary tells Pratt she's getting some air and leaves home on foot. She never returns. Pratt calls Mary's family the next morning. They immediately report her missing. Mary left her cell phone and car keys at home. She did have a purse with her, but there's been no activity on bank accounts or credit cards. Canines loose are sent at a nearby hotel. Pratt stops cooperating with authorities after his initial statement. He's been in and out of prison for unrelated domestic violence and sex assault charges since Mary's disappearance. Mary, 5'6", 160 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. She has a navel piercing, last seen wearing a brown leather jacket over her scrubs with slip-on sneakers, carrying a white mesh purse. If you have info on Mary Lands, now missing over 20 years, call Marshall, Michigan PD, 269-781-2596. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.